This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome on back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and happy to welcome in now Bob Nightingale, joined by Odyssey's MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Bob, thank you so much for the time. How's it going?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
Definitely looking forward to things getting into action tomorrow. The Dodgers, we know, returning champions from a year ago, and it looks like that, you know, not much has changed with this team, with the fact that they are still a stocked unit up and down, lineup, rotation, all that stuff. And could the Dodgers be on a historic run maybe this season? We'll have to see, but it looks like they're definitely poised at least to try and defend that crown with all the talent they still have on this roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the team to beat, you know, about a $400 million payroll. They had a rough go last year. I mean, trying to get through the playoff stretch with only three starting pitchers, but managed to do it. Now they got about nine starting pitchers. So, yeah, they're the team to beat. Everybody's gunning for them, and they're showing the clear-cut favorite.
I'm an Astros fan, Bob, so I want to ask you about the Astros right off cuff. And, you know, the AL West has been their division for basically the past decade. But at the same time, I think, you know, it's a new-look roster. We know that they moved on from Alex Bregman in the offseason. They traded Kyle Tucker. They moved on from Justin Verlander, who's been a mainstay in the rotation. And now you're looking at, like, the Rangers and the Mariners that are kind of contending for that AL West title as well. You know, your thoughts on the Astros trying to defend that AL West, and if the Rangers or the Mariners could potentially catch them this season?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. They have dominated the division, where they have seven straight ALCSs until last year, and it's tough. I like the Texas Rangers to bounce back to win the division, but it's going to be a close race. A lot of people are picking Seattle. But, you know, Seattle seems like it's always the tease year after year after year. We'll see. We'll see how Cam Smith, you know, the rookie, does in right field. We'll see how Altuve does in left field. Kind of a thin staff. Obviously they're going to miss Alex Bregman. But they still have a chance to win the division, no doubt about it. But if I had to pick a team right now, I would pick the Texas Rangers.
Sticking with the American League, in the AL East, you know, the Yankees have been decimated by a bunch of injuries. I know a lot of folks like the Baltimore Orioles, but, man, I've been seeing a ton of talk about this Boston Red Sox team might be the ones to claim the East this season.
Yeah, I know people jump on the Red Sox bandwagon once they got Bregman. A lot of nice young players. But some of these young players, you know, may end up taking a step back, particularly a pitching staff. So we'll see. I still think the Yankees pulled this thing out. Hey, they didn't have Garrett Cole for the first half of last year. Now they got, you know, Max Fried for an entire season. They got Devin Williams, who's, you know, been a lights-out closer in the National League for Milwaukee. Paul Goldschmidt can bounce back. So I think Cody Bellinger's going to have a big year for them in New York. So I still think the Yankees are the team to beat. But it's going to be close. I mean, you know, Baltimore is still going to be good. I mean, you can make a case really for all five teams. But I still like the Yankees.
Bob, your thoughts on every single year, it feels like there's one team that kind of comes out of nowhere. And one of the underrated storylines from the offseason, and specifically one of the underrated hires, Terry Francona to the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds have some good young talent on that roster, highlighted by, obviously, shortstop Elly De La Cruz, but they also have good pitching led by Hunter Green, kind of leading that rotation. He's going to be their opening day starter. They've got some talent there, and now they have a manager with, you know, postseason experience, postseason success, you know, something that could potentially get them back to that spot. I think the Reds are going to be kind of one of those sneaky teams to potentially keep an eye on. What's your thoughts on Cincinnati this year?
Yeah, no, I'm 1,000% with you. I'm picking them to win the division. You know, I know the Cubs are going to be the heavy favorite, but I think Francona makes that big a difference. I think this team has underachieved the last few years. I actually picked them to win the division last year. So they got a, you know, that the offense, you know, can use a spark there. But hey, Matt McClain is back at second base. He's going to be, you didn't have him all last year. Elly De La Cruz is capable of doing anything. I mean, he could win the MVP in the year. So, no, I think they could be a real force.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider Call is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. We're big LSU fans here, obviously in Louisiana. What an amazing performance, seeing what Paul Skeens was able to do for the Pirates a year ago. Could we possibly see over for the Nationals, a Dylan Cruz rise up and claim NL Rookie of the Year this year for Washington?
Certainly could. You know, got the talent. People are expecting big things out of him. It's hard to get a bigger thing than Paul Skeens did last year. I mean, Skeens certainly had the chance to win the Cy Young Award. I mean, you think about Skeens, it's amazing. 4 years ago, this guy was a catcher at the Air Force Academy. You know, and now it's been the premier pitchers in all of baseball. But no, Cruz certainly has that talent for sure.
And then one of the most stacked divisions, it feels like every single season, and once again, it is just as stacked. The NL East, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets, all three of these teams are projected to be playoff squads. But who do you think takes that division in 2025?
Yeah, I was just talking to Alex Antopoulos, the Atlanta's GM, got about 2 hours ago. And I think I'm going to pick the Phillies. They have the most talent. I like them a lot. You know, the clock is running out. These guys are getting older. They got to win here sooner or later. And then I think Atlanta. I'll still like Atlanta to make the playoffs. You know, just for once, they like to have a healthy year or a healthy going to postseason for sure. So I like Atlanta a lot. We'll see about the Mets. I don't like that rotation at all. Very good bullpen. People talk about Juan Soto. But the last year when the only full season that Soto was the Padres, they didn't even make the playoffs. They made the playoffs without him. So we'll see about the Mets. But I like filling Atlanta to make it for sure.
Bob, Steve and I mean, Steve's a Yankees fan. I'm an Astros fan. Opening day of the MLB season is like Christmas Day for us. We can't wait to see, you know, all the teams in action tomorrow. What kind of games are you most looking forward to? Obviously, Steve's going to be keeping an eye on the Brewers and Yankees. I'm going to have my eyes glued to the Mets and the Astros. But what other kind of matchups are you really excited for tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I flew into Los Angeles today, so I'm excited for the Dodgers-Tigers That should be a good one. Yeah, you got Blake Snell against Terry Skubal. So a two-time Cy Young Award winner against the reigning AL Cy Young winner. Obviously going to drop the banner in L.A. and ring ceremony the next day. So I came here. I just think that's the most marquee matchup. And, hey, everybody wants to knock off the Dodgers. So it's going to be fun to see just fun to see the atmosphere tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. The Dodgers starting the season 2-0 already with games played in Japan. Thank you so much for the time, Bob. Enjoy your time out in L.A. and the games tomorrow.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, guys.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Yeah, you know what I mentioned there at the end, those early games that the Dodgers played, I completely tuned out and missed everything that was going on in Japan.
Yeah, they won the first two matchups against the Cubs, Steve. It's the, this is a good question. Should the MLB open the season in Japan, or should they just do kind of exhibition games out there? I understand the excitement out there in Japan for specifically the Dodgers and Yamamoto and Otani and now Sasaki. Like, I get it. But should real MLB games be getting played out there right now? Like, maybe they should just do it. In my opinion, I think that they should do maybe some spring training games out there. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it doesn't mean necessarily as much, but at the same time, you see some, like, opening day should be opening day. And maybe that's like a boomer take. I don't know.
No, I hear you. I'm with you right there. I'm like an old man cranky about that.
Every single team starts the season on one day. Instead, you already have two teams that have played two games. And that's obviously the Dodgers and the Cubs. I don't know. It's kind of weird to me. I think it would be better served for, maybe a spring training game, something like that. That's just my opinion. But Steve as well, Bob brought up a good point. Skubal versus Snell, the Tigers and the Dodgers tomorrow should be a lot of fun. That's going to be on ESPN. Looking forward to that. But some of these other matchups, like the Braves and the Padres, should be a good time. Like, there's some cool matchups opening day, the Giants and the Red Sox and the Rangers. So, sorry, I'm rooting for the Red Sox there, Steve. But, the Brewers and the Yankees, you'll be tuned into. I'll be tuned into the Mets and the Astros. But across the board, there's some good matchups here for opening day.
Yeah, and also with the main man, Paul Skeens, on the mound tomorrow. The Pirates are definitely must-watch TV. Going to be anxious to see what he can do against the Miami Marlins.
He should mow down.
Exactly.
It's the Miami Marlins. Like, I'm expecting Paul Skeens to just kind of cruise. Hopefully. That's the fingers crossed there.
Just with baseball right now, you look at, guys across the league, and Skeens is just definitely one of those dudes, when he's pitching, you want to tune in to see what he's got.
Must-watch TV. 100%, Steve. He dominates MLB hitters. So
just nastiness.
And it's against the Marlins, who aren't very good. So hopefully he has a great start.
Or spring training for Paul.